This is Radio Labour.
It's not about the money, it's just about being treated fairly.
Hello, I'm Mark Belanger. In the United States, membership in labor unions has been on the decline so that today only about 7% of private sector workers are union members. Yet, more than 50% of workers in America, some 60 million people, say they would join a union if they could. So what's the problem? If workers want to join unions, why aren't they? The answer, say many unionists in the U.S., is that workers aren't allowed to express their wishes in union organizing drives without interference from employers. A recent survey showed that once a union organizing campaign starts, 25% of employers will fire at least one pro-union worker. 51% will threaten to close the worksite, and 91% force employees to attend one-on-one anti-union meetings with their supervisors. Almost all of them will not allow union representatives into the workplace to talk to the employees. The result is that workers are intimidated and coerced out of their right to freely express themselves when it comes time to vote for or against union membership. One union in the United States which is tackling this problem head-on is the United Auto Workers, the UAW, and it is doing so in states where governments and employers are the most anti-union, the deep south of the country. Recently, the UAW has started a campaign to organize the 4,000 workers employed by a Nissan auto plant in Canton, Mississippi. Its goal is to get a union vote free of employer interference. I talked to one of the workers at the Nissan plant, Lee Ruffin. I asked Mr. Ruffin about the situation at the Nissan plant.
Nissan upper management, they know, they've heard to talk about us wanting to form a union. And they all the negativity, their unions are bad. And they just do all kinds of stuff. They throw little bonuses at us, has promised to have roundtable meetings to discuss any problems that we have. The door is always open, but, I mean, if there's no one in there to listen, why is the door open? They say we can talk to them any time about anything, but if you talk to them, you talk too much, then they pinpoint you as a troublemaker and do all types of little things, give you points and try to get you out the door.
The UAW says that if workers were allowed to exercise their right to vote without employer intimidation, they would choose to unionize. This is the reasoning behind a proposed piece of legislation called the Employee Free Choice Act. This act would strengthen penalties against offending employers. It would also allow workers to form a union if a majority of them signed union cards. The bill is currently stuck in Congress, held up by right-wing politicians. In the meantime, workers such as Lee Ruffin are depending on unions such as the UAW to fight for their right to vote freely for or against union representation without employer threats and intimidation.